What will happen to Samantha? Will she die? No! How do I know? Well, why don't you find out now?
Stop screaming! I'm all out of scream jars. Oh, what a waste.
What was that?
How did you enjoy slipping up and down my tube?
I did what in the what? Why did I go down a tube?
It is how you were born. Why should it not be the same when you are reborn? I see you were ripped away from your old life in customer service, correct?
Well, I just started today, so it wasn't that old.
Oh, how rude.
What?
Of me. Please, sit in on my chair, please.
Okay. What exactly am I sitting on right now, Mr.?
My name is Human Resources Giger, but you can call me HR Giger for short. That, my sweet Bambi creature, is a rejected chair design of mine own from the Alien Cinema Film 3. Perfect memory flesh that brings comfort to any bottom. I call it a sloop. You hear it? Sloop!
It feels like... looks like a worm.
Oh, please. It clearly looks like a gonzo's nose at half-mast.
Oh. It looks nice.
Ridley Scotch says otherwise. Moving on. So why is it that you are here? Is it your first day, Miss?
Samantha.
Mistress Samantha, you should be upstairs adjusting to a life of labor and developing a death-like pallor. What is the problem, sweetmeats? You can tell me. I'm a good listener.
I just had a few questions about my new position in customer service. When I went to go talk to the manager, all I found was a mop, so...
Oh, Lori! She's a real wet noodle, isn't she? Yes, well, call her what you like, but you can't call her a mop.
Why?
Well, it's not up to me if she can't handle who she is, but you can't go around here throwing ethnic slurs at every manager you meet. Besides, there's nothing in the rulebook that says a mop can't rise to middle management. We like to encourage good office manners, Sam.
So I just want to say, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean what I said about Lori. Is there anything I can do to make this better?
Nine. Sorry, Lori won't really be able to sweep that one under the rug. We're going to have to place you in a different department.
Okay, how do we do that?
I could ask you where you'd like to be placed.
Well, I studied English at City State University.
Yeah, okay. Why don't we do this? I'll just ask you a few questions, and we'll figure out the best position for you. Let's just crack open their Necronomicon, shall we? Good Gloobin, always with the wailing. What's that shaking all about? You're shaking like a goose dug your grave.
Ghosts?
Don't get the sloop too excited or it'll fling you into the air. Now, let's get started.
Okay, ready.
Okay. Are you an introscoper or an extroscoper?
Huh?
Scoping. You know, do you look into your brain and bathe in all the mishmash of emotion? Or do you like to hang with friends?
I do like to think through my actions.
Okay. Bone collector or bone maker?
I've only really grown bones, so bone maker?
You tell me you haven't gone to KFC and to collect bones for chicken necklace to rattle at children? And people think I'm crazy. Okay, you are a chubby, pale baby lodged into a dirty iron pipe, and you are using your umbilical cord to suck on a bone for sustenance. Old men laugh at you from afar. Which bone do you pick out of the bone pile?
What the hell? I suppose I would pick the spine.
Wow, good answer. You show human integrity. Let me just do some calculations here on my Texas instrument. Huh, this is interesting. It says here that it's broken. Well, looks like we are back at square one. Don't you fret, though. I'm sure we'll find a place to hole you up in. As far as that whole thing with Laurie, she might be a little rough around the edges now and then, but we'll put you away in some dark corner elsewhere.
Dark? Where do you want me to go?
Looks like I'll just send you back to Tammy for now with this envelope of where you should go next. Prepare of tubing.
Wait, isn't there some other way I could get there?
My tube is offended. But the door is over there. Customer service is on the third floor. It's just a short walk from here. Don't let hit your butt meats on the way out.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, love you now.
Oh, hey there! Did you have fun in HR?
Not exactly, Tammy.
HR is just a big old grip gust, ain't he? How was your first day, Sammy Samantha?
Is it 5 o'clock yet? You know, I haven't seen any clocks anywhere. Not sure if my computer even had the time posted.
Not on the customer service floor. Sweet pickles, no. We don't want our reps knowing the time. That way, they won't slow down, get all lazy towards the end of the day, whenever that is. Oh, I love letters, gimme gimme. I see you got a letter there.
So, I think this is about another position here.
I really hope glitter doesn't spray into my face. Oh, no glitter. I guess it looks like you'll be heading off to the Department of Synergy. That'll be exciting. You'll be synergizing, maximizing, and tiresmizing, the whole kit and caboodle. Don't forget us here at customer service. We're only a call away.
Thanks, Tammy. I'm sure I'll see you around.
All the time. You'll never want to leave, I'm sure.
Will do. Hey, before I head home, do you know where the bathroom is?
Sure. Go back by the blood idol, then you take a right, a left, two more lefts, and that's past the Department of Military Grade Telekinesis. Don't think about anything dirty. I always do. Aren't I fun?
Thanks. Okay, so Department of Telekinesis.
Military grade. Did it right. Boom. Kapow.
What was that?
Sorry about that.
Curiouser and curiouser. Ooh, the seat is warm. Was it Taco Tuesday?
Lies! It was Tamale Tuesday!
Occupied! What the crap? Occupied!
I should say, occupied with all your evil doing you're doing on that toilet. I'm the bathroom priest! And I have a special mission for poo. I mean you!
Next time on Clerk and Dagger.
Who did this coffee? Who made this shit?
Alright everyone, before we break for lunch, I just want to say... Cool.
No, you're pronouncing it wrong. 9/11 was Inside Job.
So I go through all the effort to replace the president with a robot duplicate, and now you tell me he can't get me my parking space back?
This has been Clerk and Dagger, Episode 2, Human Resources, or Tuesday Afternoon. Clerk and Dagger is produced by Machine Culture, created by Richard Kniazuk, written by Richard Kniazuk, directed by Kelly Opalko, recorded at Big Dumb Studios. Editing and sound design by Luke Gruskoviak. Caitlin Chekarowski as Samantha Newberg. Jake Duar as H.R. Giger. Richard Kniazuk as Tammy. Brandon Kirkman as Bathroom Priest. Visit us at machineculture.com. And remember, I've got my third eye on you.